From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea is now saying the most recent discussions with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo were regrettable. Pyongyang is accusing Washington of attempting to unilaterally force it to scrap its nuclear weapons program. But Pompeo says both President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have committed to complete the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
No one walked away from that. They're still equally committed. Chairman Kim is still committed. I had a chance to speak to President Trump this morning. No, my counterpart spoke with Chairman Kim during the course of our negotiations as well. We had productive, good faith negotiations.
This was Pompeo's third visit this year to North Korea and the first where he stayed overnight. It was also his first visit since President Trump met with Kim Jong-un last month in Singapore. More than 15 people have been killed and two dozen others wounded in two assaults Saturday in Somalia, in Mogadishu, Somalia. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
A suicide car bomb was detonated near the presidential palace in central Mogadishu. Moments later, a second blast outside a police station. Gunmen then stormed this government building, home to the security and interior ministries. The Al-Shabaab Islamist group claimed responsibility for the attacks and said its fighters remain inside the building. The Eastern African state has been gripped by violence and lawlessness since the early 90s. Al-Shabaab frequently carry out bombings in an effort to topple the Western-backed government.
That's Reuters reporter Michelle Hennessy reporting from Mogadishu. For more on these stories, you can always visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of a rescue mission for 12 Thai boys and their soccer coach says conditions are perfect for a mission to free the young men from a flooded cave where they are trapped. Narongsak Osatatagorn, the regional governor, told reporters on Saturday that the weather conditions and the boys' physical health are good enough to try a complicated exit through the cave's narrow flooded passages. His comment was in sharp contrast to his pronouncement just 12 hours earlier when he said the boys were not ready for such an arduous task. Meanwhile, rescuers are considering another option, deploying a waterproof tube that the boys could crawl through. Stapang Tuntong is a rescue team official.
A giant canvas laminated tube that will be inserted into the cave via like the SEAL dive team and set up. And when it is set up, we're going to inflate it with air. And it will be as big as 70 centimeters in diameters and as long as it needs to be to get the kids out or get supplies in.
The boys and their coach have been trapped underground since June 23rd with limited food and water. The death toll from a boat accident off the southern Thai resort island of Phuket has risen to 41 as the search continues for 15 people still missing. Rescuers in Thailand relaunched the search Saturday for the missing tourists, most of them Chinese, following the sinking of their tour boat in a storm. Divers described heartbreaking scenes from the wreck of bodies of children found in the arms of their mothers. Philip Entremanal is one of the recovery divers.
Yeah, it's traumatic. It's tragic. But now the best thing to do for us, our job as a diver, is to bring back the bodies to the family. That's the most important.
The boat was carrying 105 people, including 93 tourists, 11 crew, and one tour guide, when it capsized after being hit by 5-meter-tall waves Thursday off Thailand's southern coast. At least 49 people were killed and more than 47 more were missing Saturday in southwestern Japan due to mudslides triggered by torrential rain. Japanese broadcaster NHK also reported more than 1.6 million people were forced to flee their homes. Japan's Fire and Disaster Management Agency said an additional 3.1 million residents were advised to evacuate. The Weather Service said more than 58 centimeters of rain fell in Motoyama, a town on the southern Shikoku Island, in a 24-hour period that ended early Saturday morning. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.